This broadcast of Finding Fairways is a production of Blarney Stone Broadcasting and has been pre-recorded. Good morning, golfers. Welcome to Finding Fairways. On this week's program, myself, Jerry Coyne, and Joe Charles, the Director of Golf Instruction at Boyne, will discuss all the technology that they have available for better instruction, better golf, and club fitting. It's a great setup that they have at Boyne. We will also talk a little bit about the PGA Tour and improving your game through instruction. That's all on this particular episode of Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com and BoyneGolf.com. Northern Michigan, and welcome to Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne is in our Grayling studios today, and on the phone with me, one of my co-hosts, Joe Charles, who's the head of golf instruction at Boyne Resorts. And Joe, thanks for having me out there this week. What a great setup you have at Boyne.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was fun to have you. We have a lot going on this week. It's been a warm handful of days, which is kind of unseasonable here in Petoskey, but it's been nice. No rain, so we had a lot of rain earlier this spring and stuff like that, so it's been nice and warm. I'm actually wearing, I was telling Bernie Friedrich, our vice president, yesterday, I don't wear shorts often, but when I do, it's hot, kind of the old smartest man and the most interesting man in the world. Fine.
Well, I know I know it's the costume of the day or the uniform of the day of a PGA Tour professional, whether it's a playing pro or someone that works in the clubs. You always wear long pants. So I'm glad that you can move into the 21st century.
yeah, it's kind of nice. The Michigan PGA section, I think it was last year or the year before, started letting us wear shorts for our section tournaments. So that's been, kind of nice. And, the PGA also, you'll see next month, they'll be letting the guys at Harding Park wear shorts for the practice rounds.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a good thing for sure.
Well, I thought it was cool that when they had the one event from Seminole mm-hmm. that you and I talked about a month ago, that all four of the guys are wearing shorts. And, I think it brings a little air of, relaxation to the event.
Yeah. I think it makes sense. It modernizes the sport maybe a bit. And let's face it, it's a sport. And to me, pants is unnecessary.
Yeah.
We let women wear shorts, and I think the guys should be allowed to wear shorts on tour as well.
You've been at Boyne now for a few months. What has been your overall experience?
Yeah, so it's been a great few months. There's been, definitely a little bit of adjusting, a little bit different from, as a lot of people know, I was in Gaylord at Treetops Resort, which was a fantastic experience before this. But moving over to Boyne, it's been, a little bit different just in terms of the resources we have at our disposal. We can talk a little bit about, the experience you had with all of our technology the other day.
Yeah.
But then also just the facilities. I mean, the massive driving range we have at the Ross Golf Center, which is almost 360 hitting and, chipping and pitching areas and putting greens, that's been really, really nice from a teaching standpoint, having all that at our disposal. And then just the clientele, the membership at the Country Club of Boyne and in Bay Harbor has been really good to build some of those relationships with some of those people. And then just the general, the public, golfers at around the Petoskey and Harbor Springs area, some really avid golfers. And it's been fun to get, involved in the community here.
Yeah, and for the most part, you're running the teaching center and the lessons in that. But I know you've been back in the pro shop at Crooked Tree. And so you're wearing a lot of hats on top of everything else.
Yeah. Barry Redman, who was the head pro at Crooked Tree, left us in June, and I'm just kind of filling in, helping out a few days a week, and it's been nice Crooked Tree is a pretty, I don't know if you've played it, it's a pretty cool place.
It is.
It's kind of different than all the other properties at Boyne. It's got amazing views of the bay.
Yes, it does.
And it's a pretty difficult golf course also.
Yeah, well, it has the greatest upslope of any hole I've ever played in my entire life.
It's a fun little track, definitely.
No doubt about it. When we return here on Finding Fairways, Joe Charles and I will discuss all of the technology available at the Boyne Learning Center, as well as the new ways to get fit for clubs, and a little PGA Tour gossip as well. That's all when we return on Finding Fairways, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. All right, it is time to check in with our friends at carlsgolfland.com. Tim Coyle is on the phone with me. Tim, it's great, even though there's no crowds available, great to have the Rocket Mortgage in at the DGC.
Yeah, it's quite the awesome event, and if it was anything like, you know, it's going on now downtown, and you know, the buzz is still in the air. Last year was well-received. It got a ton of awards for a great tournament being local. We're super excited to have it back. And, you know, we're just down the road and happy to, you know, bring some new people into the stores and kind of show off our stuff a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it does bring out a lot of casual fans that aren't golf fanatics. You might have to have your staff explaining a few things to some of your new customers.
Yeah, it's really great, though. It really benefits both sides of it. You know, people, you know, they come into the stores and, you know, just by watching the, you know, the golf on TV locally, it gets them excited about the game. We've seen especially young kids and families and stuff, too, visiting the store, especially during that time. That's just, it's awesome to kind of spread the game of golf, you know, in our opinion, of course, the greatest game on earth. And, you know, we're happy to be there to kind of help people get their bearings and their gear.
Now, there's definitely more families getting into golf with this COVID thing. I wanted to talk to you, and I were talking about this Bushnell Wingman. Tell our listeners about it and why it's so popular.
Oh, man, I hope we have some in stock. it's been the hottest product of the year so far, and it's, you know, from Bushnell. And, you know, for people looking to just really kick back and relax on the course, it's a speaker. The sound quality is awesome. It's got a magnetic mount. You can put it right on your cart. And then also what makes it even better is the GPS unit too. So you pop the little, we call it a poker chip off the top, walk over to your shot, push the button, the speaker kind of yells at you how far you are from the green and your target, and you go from there, and then it switches right back to whatever you're listening to. So it's a great product. I'm surprised we haven't seen something like it before, but Bushnell hit a home run with this one, and it's just been flying out of here. We can't keep them in stock.
Well, it sounds like a great gift for the golfer who has just about everything else. And, of course, that the best way to see that is at carlsgolfland.com. Tim Coyle, thanks for joining us. Have a great 4th of July, and we'll see you, Carl. This week. And Joe, as we talked about briefly in the first segment, you have an amazing amount of technology and toys to bring to improving players' golf games, men and women. I know you've spent a lot of time at Treetops with gals, along with a much bigger array of equipment. You guys are doing a lot of club fitting. I couldn't believe all the brands and all the shafts and everything that you had at the Learning Center.
It's really, really cool. I mean, we've got Dave McWhorter on our staff, who's a national fitting council with TaylorMade Golf, does a lot of our fittings, and he does a great job. We've got, as you just mentioned, every single brand. We've had some great demo days this year. We've had Callaway out. We've had TaylorMade out, and we're getting ready to do a PXG day as well. And they're always really well received by the members and the people around here. And it's fun to, you know, use that technology that you just mentioned and get people dialed in for their equipment. We just got two new TrackMan 4s here at the Academy.
Right.
And the TrackMan 4 is basically the latest and greatest launch monitor, and it tells us everything. You experienced it a little bit in the studio there. It tells us, you know, where on the face you're hitting that golf ball every single time, which
yep.
is before we had to kind of spray the face with foot powder, or we had to put tape on it to kind of tell you if you were hitting the toe or the heel. Now the computer tells us every single time, so it's immediate. And it tells us a lot of other really cool stuff, and it helps us, you know, as you said, kind of dial in that equipment.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute since I just experienced it on Tuesday. So I hit a bunch of 8-irons and then a bunch of drives into the mat in the learning center with the TrackMan 4 on it, and then I think it broke down 10 different aspects of what happened with each impact. Is that right? Was it 10 categories, the spin rate, the smash factor?
Those are the ones we were looking at, yeah. But it tells us a lot more than just that. So, yeah, we were looking at the smash factor. So, like, when you first were warming up, you know, just like everybody, maybe you didn't hit it solid, and you saw that the smash factor was, like, 1.21.
Right.
And generally, a really, really solid hit for smash factor is 1.5. So you could tell, you'd hit it and you'd say, oh, Joe, I flushed that one. And we got it up. I think we optimized you at 1.49, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically just ball speed divided by club head speeds. It's fun to take a look at that. And we were also looking at, for you specifically, the path the club was traveling on. So when you first started, you were swinging out to in a little bit by
right.
a degree or 2 degrees. We got you hitting the inside of the ball. That helped you hit the center of the face a little bit more rather than the toe. And that, you know, also changed that smash factor. You hit it a little more solid.
Yeah, and with the computer display that will show the actual shot on video form and the distance and the spin rate, we had so much. It was so easy for you to impart what I needed to do to make that next swing and that next ball contact easier. And
exactly, yeah.
As an instructor, as an instructor, that's got to make your job easier, and you can get more done in each lesson.
Exactly. I mean, what it does is it helps us find and correct the problem faster. So, like, in one or two swings, I know exactly what's happening in your golf swing.
Right.
We can diagnose it rather than spending 15 or 20 minutes diagnosing and getting to the root cause of the problem. We know in 3 golf swings.
Yeah.
That way we're more productive in an hour and we can get a lot more done. So it's an invaluable tool. I mean, you have to have that in today's, you know, golf game.
Like you said, as soon as I was hitting the 8-iron, I was hitting it out on the toe a little bit. You put down a guideline for me to swing out, even though I was going to hit down the line at the target, and that immediately changed the way I was hitting the ball, improved the smash factor, and the distance. I mean, you think about the first 4 or 5 8-irons I hit went about 135 yards, and the last 6 or 7 were in the 150 to 160 range.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. What you were doing is you were swinging a little bit to the left. That path was out to in, and that generally, and that's kind of one of the hard things about golf is you swing to the left, and that makes the ball go to the right because it puts side spin on the ball, right? So you're going to cut it a little bit. And we got you changing that path, hitting the inside of the ball and out, and that changed that side spin. It helped you put a little bit of draw. So by swinging more to the right, you actually made the ball curve to the left. Generally, that draw is going to go further than the fade, and we were able to get you a little bit more distance. So really, really cool stuff. And you did a great job while you were in there. So that was impressive that I was able to tell you what you were doing wrong. And you actually had, I call it having manipulation of the club face or having spatial awareness. So you knew where that club head was in space. You had spatial awareness and you were able to change that path in 1 or 2 swings. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't have the same overall effect with the driver until you had to go to your lesson. And after the things that you and I were talking about and working on with my driver, I took it out to the actual range, made those corrections, and was able to hit the ball straighter and higher, which you had identified was a problem inside on the TrackMan.
Yeah. The new equipment, the higher you can hit the golf ball with the lowest amount of spin, so generally that draw is going to have less spin than a cut. If we can hit a high draw, that's going to go a lot further, and you're going to have a little bit more fun playing golf. So I'm glad to hear that report. You texted me afterwards and told me that you did that, so I was, you know, I love getting those updates. That's good stuff.
Well, and plus the fact that you sent me an email with the video and all the report that we worked on that hour at the golf center. So and we've talked about this before, if you can go ahead and use that to reinforce what you talked about. You know, one of the things you know as a teaching pro is that probably half of what you taught during that lesson is going to get forgotten, unless they're running right to the range and reinforcing it. So having that backup has got to be a huge help on top of everything else.
Super important. Yeah, so I use this program called Coach Now, and what it does, all of the instructors at our golf academy do, and what it does is it builds these digital spaces for the coach and the student. And so when you take a lesson, I send you a video, or I send lesson notes, or I send you a picture or something. It goes into your personalized space, and then every single lesson you take, we're putting this information in that space, and we can communicate back and forth to each other through that. And it's a really good way for you to, you know, remember everything. And that way, when you go to practice, you know, what I always tell my students is pull your cell phone out, open up the Coach Now app, look at your space, and then you've got all that information right there. So you know what you should be working on when you go to practice. It's really important.
Well, and plus the fact that normally you lay in a small drill or a swing key that's going to impart that improvement. When you go to practice without your coach there, it makes it, it's almost like having the coach along with you anyway.
Absolutely. You know, our philosophy at the Boyne Golf Academy is we want to teach you so well that you don't need us anymore, but we want you to enjoy the experience so much that you keep coming back for lessons. So, you know, any good coach could get you hitting it good when they're there standing with you. But we want you to hit it good when we're not there either.
Well, that's the whole key,
part of that learning process.
Yeah, no knock on Rick Smith. I had a number of lessons with Rick a long, long time ago. And Rick is a fabulous teacher, but he's very technical, and it was really hard for me to repeat what I was trying to do without Rick talking to me right behind my back, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's face it. We're simple creatures, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't think about more than one thing in 1 second. Yeah. So it only takes about 1.1 or 1.2 seconds to swing a golf club. I don't know about you, but I can't think about 3 or 4 things in that 1.2 seconds. I'm not smart enough to compute. Some guys are. Maybe Bryson DeChambeau can do it, but me and about 99.9% of my students can't do that.
Well, we all know the secret to golf is taking your range game onto the golf course, right? And actually, when we return here on Finding Fairways, we're going to discuss that with Joe Charles, along with the improvements in equipment and how easy it is to get that game changed up and improved with new equipment at the Boyne Golf Center. That's when we return on Finding Fairways here on your local station, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with Joe Charles from Crooked Tree from the Boyne Collection. And Joe, the one thing that we didn't have a chance to get into, and I want to do badly because I'm really kind of ready for some new equipment. I mean, my driver is 3 years old, and that's usually the time frame that I've replaced it. My irons are 9 years old. That kind of fits into what you're doing at the Learning Center.
We take our fittings so seriously that every single new member that joins, you know, our Boyne family gets a complimentary gears fitting. And that's because we want everybody to be exposed to the, you know, the best equipment possible.
Right.
And we do it with all of our students too. I mean, every single program that I teach, so my programs range from 5 lessons to 10 lessons, and then I have actually an unlimited plan, which is unlimited lessons for the summer, which is kind of fun. Every single one of those students, we make it a point to do at least one club fitting. And that's because I don't want your clubs to hold you back. That's the easiest thing we can do is change the equipment.
Right.
Changing your golf swing or changing the way your body, you know, conditioning is hard. But changing the equipment is easy. So that's something we do with all of our people.
Yeah, you don't even need a demo day with all the things that you have at the Learning Center. I mean, after you left, Ken Griffin and I were going through some things, and the amount of shafts that you have is incredible. I mean, there's over 60 shafts that I saw right there, and then you can the way the equipment goes together. Now you just screw on different iron faces or different driver faces onto those shafts. And Ken and I were talking about the combinations got over into the millions before you just stopped counting.
The days of just picking a stock regular flex or a stiff flex or a senior flex are over. I mean, we've got in regular, stiff, and senior, and ladies, we have 25 or 30 different types of each of those shafts.
Right.
So, you know, you can do a soft stiff, you can do a firm stiff, you can change the kick points on the shafts, you can change the weights of the shafts. You can change, I mean, it's just, there's a lot of different options. And what the, each of those does is it makes the golf club feel a little different when you swing it. So
right.
The feel you have in your hands is important. And then obviously the performance of, you know, what the golf ball does is going to change from shaft to shaft. So we try to optimize that for everybody and get you, you know, really, really confident in whatever you're swinging. Because if you're not confident and you don't like what you're looking down at with your eyes, you're not going to play good golf.
Right.
Super important.
Yeah. I just wanted to stress that because I know it's not something that Boyne as a whole really hammers, but there's not – we have a great relationship with Carl's Golfland, and they do club fitting down at their two places outside of Detroit. But for anybody listening in northern Michigan, the Boyne Golf Center is the place to go to get fit. As you said, you've got all the different brands. So you have a professional club fitter there. They're going to put together the right package and then send those specs off, and your clubs are going to show up in a couple of weeks. And how much better is your game going to be?
Yeah, and our focus is not to sell you a new golf club.
Right.
It's to help you play better golf.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And this is one of the few places where you're going to go to do a club fitting. And we may tell you, hey, you should stick with what you currently have. Or, hey, let me give you one golf lesson to help you with this small little problem. Maybe it's that path that we were talking about earlier in the earlier segment. It's going to change the way the golf ball curves. It's going to change your spin rates. And that's going to change the type of equipment that we need. But you're not going to be able to know that information unless you get fit by a golf professional who has your game's best interest in their mind. Super, super important.
Yeah. My interview with Ken Griffin is going to be in the last segment. We touch on that a little bit. And even if you do go through you go through a full club fitting and then you're buying new irons or a new driver and a new hybrid, obviously irons could cost you between $500-$800. Or the PXGs are a little more expensive than that. The amount of times you play and the improvement in the game. You know, when your game improves, you're going to want to play more golf. So that investment gets to be even smaller and smaller.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. You can get a little sticker shock sometimes when you look at the cost of a golf lesson or the cost of a new driver.
Right.
But in your overall enjoyment, I mean, how much do we pay to play golf, a round of golf?
Right.
If you're going to enjoy it that much more and you're going to use that club or you're going to, you know, take some lessons and that improvement is going to last for multiple years, what is the real value of those things? I would argue that it's way higher. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of an investment up front, but man, if you can enjoy the game more, it is worth it by a long shot.
Yeah, and just the club technology in the last couple of years, like when I bought my Pings 9 years ago, they were state of the art. The irons are so different now. I mean, I still have steel shafts in those clubs.
And the cool thing that I like about the new iron heads that have come out in the last couple of years is they're better looking golf clubs. So they don't have as thick of a top line. They look more like a player's iron. They look, you know, like a sleeker look. It's not big and bulky and huge cavities.
Right.
But it still has that forgiveness of those, you know, those ping zings that came out a million years ago without that shovel look at the end of your shaft. So they're really, really good, a lot of them.
In the last couple of Finding Fairways, I mentioned briefly, you know, Daniel Berger won the first event at Colonial when golf returned, and you know Daniel. And I mentioned that in one of our shows, and I wanted you to tell our audience a little bit about the Daniel Berger you knew when he was a kid.
Yeah, so a little bit different. We actually called him Danny Berger, little Danny Berger back then. And, you know, the backstory is I worked at the Dye Preserve Golf Club down in Jupiter, Florida for many years. And Yvonne Lendl was a friend of ours at the club. And Yvonne had a friend whose name is Jay Berger, who was a professional tennis player for many years.
Right.
And still involved with the Davis Cup teams and stuff like that. He had a son who was only about 12, 13 years old, and he needed somewhere to play and practice. Now, Jupiter, Florida is a pretty expensive place in terms of golf clubs to get a membership. So we were like, okay, well, let's bring him in, and he can come and pick our range for free, and we'll let him play and practice here. So, little Danny Berger, 12 years old, out there picking our range for free, the nicest little kid, but he had a little cocky streak in him. And so I would give him, rides home after work every day. But it was a really cool experience for him because we had a bunch of tour players who were members there. And so we've got this little range rat that's, kind of running around the golf course, and he's a pretty good player even at that time. He's shooting, mid-70s to, almost even par at 12, 13, 14 years old.
Wow.
And, trying to qualify, doing U.S. Open qualifiers and stuff like that. And one quick story I'll tell. Steve Marino, I don't know if you remember Steve Marino from the PGA Tour, was one of our members. He's out playing with a couple of his buddies on, the Gateway Tour and stuff like that. From the area, and Steve's out playing, and they have, a spot on their foursome, and they have Daniel come and play with them. Daniel plays them straight up in this event, when they're playing, and I think he's at this time maybe, he still doesn't have his driver's license. He's like 14 or 15, and he beats Steve straight up.
Wow.
Out there on the golf course. And this is back in the early 2000s when the iPod was, popular, and they played for the iPod, and Daniel won and actually took Steve's iPod. And later on in the summer, Daniel and Steve are playing again. And Steve, I think, was a little bit irritated at this point that this little kid beat him on the golf course straight up. So he just drums him, and they're playing for money at this point. So Daniel's kind of cocky kid. He's like, oh, I'll play for money. And unfortunately, Daniel didn't have enough money to cover his bets with Steve, a PGA Tour player. He's a 15-year-old kid. So Steve takes his iPod back. That's his reimbursement. And Daniel was pretty upset about it. He's coming into the golf shop complaining, "Why, he makes millions of dollars. Why does he have to take my iPod? I needed that iPod to listen to music when I'm riding in the picker later." And Steve later on came in and said, "You know what? I had to teach him a lesson. You don't make a bet if you don't have the money to pay for it."
That's right.
So it was a fun, cool experience having Daniel. And actually, Daniel, I don't know if you remember this. You probably don't. In a Callaway commercial last year or 2 years ago or something like that, actually referenced that story briefly. He said, "I beat a PGA Tour player when I was only 14 years old." And that's what the story he was talking about. So a little backstory there about Daniel Berger.
Pretty cool stuff, and he's been in contention every week since. So he's quite a player. I know he had an injury problem, but he seems to be back in full steam. It's nice to hear that that kind of backstory that you can't find anywhere else. So Joe,
Daniel, he works with Jeff Leishman, who's a really good instructor there. I actually used to teach junior golf schools with Jeff Leishman when I lived down there, and they've done some nice work together. And
no doubt.
He's playing some good golf.
He's playing some great golf. If you want to play better golf, you want to get a hold of Joe Charles at the Boyne Golf Center. Joe, how do they do that?
Go to boynegolf.com, click on lessons, where you can see all of our different options for those programs I mentioned, private lessons. And you can actually click on a link called Schedule Now and actually book your lesson right online. Really, really easy process. We'd love to have you at the Golf Academy to get better.
Joe, thanks for joining us this week. We'll be back with you next month. Hopefully, I can get over and start fiddling around with with club fitting for our next show. So
that would be fun.
Yep, it will be. That'll do it for us here on Finding Fairways. As we like to say, find a fairway of your own, stick a peg in the ground, and pound it down the middle. It's time to check in with our good friend Ken Griffin at Boyne Golf. And Ken, I came up to visit you and Joe Charles on Tuesday, and the range was packed with a bunch of young ladies from the AGJA, and this comes on the heels of the Michigan Amateur. So Boyne continues to be the spot for both amateurs and tournament play. just about every week.
Yeah, well, it's say now that we're almost back into full swing on our 10 Blaine golf courses. You know, we still have social distancing, whether it's a tournament or whether it's individual golf. We have social distancing rules in place, and hopefully that allows us to continue. You know, we don't have any rakes in the bunkers, and there's no touching the flags. We have foam in the bottom because we've all kind of found that's the most natural role. But we do have more outside dining, more space for our inside dining. We're trying to make it work, and by following the rules, we can continue to play golf. Discourage high fives and handshakes. Encourage club touches and verbal call-outs to your buddies for good shots.
As you said, it continues to be a beautiful summer here in northern Michigan, and great opportunities on the 10 courses at Boyne to have a wonderful, unique experience that might not be exactly the same as it was last year, but still immensely enjoyable.
Since mid-May, we had 5 courses open, and then before the end of May, we were able to get all 10 open. We've been, you know, welcoming social golfers. It's good to see so many people happy out there playing and getting out of their houses. You know, and we feel very fortunate with reduced field sizes. You know, as you said, the Heather hosted the 109th Michigan Am, and I mean, that's the fourth time we've hosted that tournament in the last 20 years. So, you know, kudos to our ops team that can produce a field of play that they feel comfortable coming back to year after year. This week, as you said, you were out while you saw the girls warming up on the Heather, but the 19th annual Coca-Cola AJGA Junior Golf Championships are on the moor at Boyne Islands. And you know, so, normally we have a field of about 154, 55 kids. This year it was 78, but 27 young ladies, 51 young men. Remember, these kids are between the ages of 12 and 19. I mean, there are some great players, and it's not just Midwest. There's a great Midwestern field. But we have players from California and Washington, Arizona, Texas, Florida, Maryland, and even Ontario. About the only place that's not represented, the last few years, this is such a popular stop on this tour that we get a number of players from the Far East, from China and Korea, that come over and play it. But that's not happening this year, but still great representation from Canada and U.S. and specifically the Midwest.
No doubt, and I saw just a tremendous number of beautiful golf swings from those kids. Made me a little jealous. Then I went from there right into the Learning Center, and Joe told me everything that I do wrong in my golf swing. But what a great setup the Boyne Golf Academy has there. We talked to Joe a little bit during the show about that. But you got to be awfully proud of the ability to help players advance their games, and especially the way you've got it set up for equipment fitting. Just tremendous technology in there.
Yeah, it's a great tool. What we always say is that, you know, we can buy fancy tools and other places can have them, but it's taking the knowledge of our team and combining them. So, you know, we've had TrackMan for a number of years, and then about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we added Gears, which was very unique. It was only the 13th Gears swing fit analysis installation in the U.S., and there's still less than 50. And just a week or so ago, we actually upgraded to TrackMan 4, which, as Joe showed you, you know, shows a lot of different things and not only works inside, but we can take it right out onto the range and show you roll, you know, how your ball's rolling and what the stump is on the right there on the green that you're practicing on, and just an amazing number of things where these gives them the analytics to very quickly see what's going on with your game and make recommendations, whether it's to improve your swing or whether it's to find your next set of clubs. You know, it's not that expensive to do a club fitting. It's $150 for an hour and a half to either do your irons or your drivers. And somebody may say, well, $150 is a lot of money. And I look at them and say, how many drivers have you bought in the last 5 years that you thought you hit well, but 2 years later you were buying another one? So maybe it's pretty cheap to buy one you like and that is suited for you and then play with it and enjoy every round.
No doubt about it, and I saw the full blast of equipment, whether it's Ping, TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, and you got all the different shaft combinations. Joe and I went into it into great detail, but I just wanted to stress the fact that you don't have to drive downstate or go to a PGA Tour superstore when up here in northern Michigan you can travel to Boyne and get the same experience.
We have Dave McWhorter and Joe, but really Dave McWhorter is a master club fitter for us, and Dave and I have talked because I know places go, well, how many combinations do we have? And we quit counting when we started multiplying and got probably somewhere over a million combinations, clubs, shafts, heads. We're like, we have a lot.
We have a lot.
Okay, we can... we can find the right thing, and the technology helps us find the right one so that you're not trying to pick out the one club in a million you need.
Also at Des Moines Golf Academy is Jeff Roth, and JR and Dan Pohl did it again. I mean, these guys are on a tear, and JR is just, I can't believe he's playing at such an elite level at his age. It's fabulous.
Well, I'm glad you said that, not me, because I see him on a daily basis. And it is amazing that Jeff can keep holding back the youth in most of these tournaments that he plays in. I think he won his first, you know, last year was his fifth tournament of champions we won at Boyne Mountain. And I think his first one was in 1995. So without getting into age, you start doing the math and you figure that he's not the youngest guy out on the course. But he certainly plays, as you said, in an elite level. And not only, and it's been a great week for Jeff, not only did, you know, he and Dan team up, but, you know, by winning the Tournament of Champions, he was supposed to have a buy into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Well, you know, everything changed on the PGA Tour this year, and with such a condensed schedule, a lot of the exemptions, they just moved to next year, and this was one of them. But what Jeff did find out yesterday, that he was selected to play in the PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco in August. And he is so excited that his family and grandkids are able to join him as he plays in his 20th PGA Major.
Yeah, that is a tremendous opportunity for Jeff. I know he was disappointed. We had him on the show about a month ago, and he knows DGC so well. And the way he's playing, he'd probably make the cut there this week. But he's going to love Harding Park, and it's another course that kind of suits his game. I wouldn't be surprised if he made the cut there.
Well, it does, and that means he'll, you know, hopefully be playing in the Rock. All things go well, he'll be playing in the Rocket Mortgage Classic next year.
But you have the opportunity to get lessons with Joe Charles and with Jeff Roth, who's right now arguably the best player in the state of Michigan. Just another feather in the cap at Boyne Golf. And what are some of the specials we've got going into the holiday and in through July, Ken?
Well, we've got tee time specials that we keep rotating based on where we can give people the best deal. So you can look at tee time specials and package specials. Visit BoyneGolf.com, or if you're more of a social media fan, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So we probably have information where you're looking for it. Now, we've got plenty of space on our 10 Boyne Golf courses to maintain proper social distancing. One of the best packages out there, or the most popular, seems to be with just a two-night getaway. We've got a Play It Your Way. It gives you two nights, four rounds of golf from just $236. Or one other option now, too, is that, you know, the good news just this week, Avalanche Bay, Michigan's largest indoor water park, opened. Now, there's some new rules, some new schedules, so check out their site, avalanchebay.com. But where else can you have a family getaway, and yet you can get out and play golf on a selection of 10 courses? So, you know, great opportunities there. Just check out BoyneGolf.com or our social media sites for any more information.
One quick thing I wanted to go over is I'm playing out there this weekend and set up my Boyne Golf Resort charge card. So if you're coming for a week and anything else, you can just pay everything on that with one simple move. And I thought it was a great idea.
Right to the beverage carts, you can do everything right off of that charge account. So, yep, we're trying to make it easy for you to come out and have, you know, more contactless transactions.
I don't know what you're implying there, Ken, but I'm sure we will be visiting the beverage cart on Sunday. It's going to be delightful. We're looking forward to playing the Alpine. And thanks for checking in with us today on Finding Fairways. Just go to BoyneGolf.com and start your great golf experience. Ken, happy 4th of July.
And to you also. Look forward to it, Jerry. And if I don't see you on Sunday, have a great round on the Alpine.
Thank you so much. That's going to do it for Finding Fairways this week. Everybody have a great 4th of July. Thanks to Carl's Golfland for sponsoring. This broadcast is a production of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.